The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The prize up for grabs this Sunday. An All-Ireland title in Croke Park. Jimmy Barry Murphy with me from Cork. Nicky English from Tipperary, of course, as well. Gentlemen, you're both very, very welcome. Jimmy, are you looking forward to the weekend or are you nervous?
No, really looking forward to it. My days have been nervous now. They're well gone. Just have to enjoy the occasions and can't wait for Sunday because it's a unique occasion with Cork and Tipperary. I mean, one time this could never have happened, but with the way the game has gone and the backdoor system and the round robin, it's an extraordinary spectacle, really. And really looking forward to it because Cork and Tipperary have a fabulous history, and I really can't wait for the day to see it and see it up in Croke Park, both teams.
Yeah, so tell me about what you're expecting on the day. I mean, a lot of people would have tipped Cork at the start of the year to at least be in the All-Ireland. Plenty of people tipping them as possible All-Ireland champions. Maybe not so much a tip. They would have been an outside bet, if anything. So how do you expect the game to pan out?
Well, it's always very difficult to know. I mean, that's the $60 million question, isn't it, really? I mean, Cork obviously are going as favourites. Have played very well, except for the game against Limerick when we were destroyed in the round robin. But I think we learned a lot from that. And I'm sure Nicky will tell you there, when you're managing a team at this level, you often learn more from a defeat than you do from a good couple of handy victories. So I think that was an eye-opener for Cork. And it just, you know, got them grounded after that and regrouped and managed to win a fabulous Munster final. And so like, that has given them now the confidence to go on and get over Dublin, obviously, and going into the final in good spirits. Plus, you know, huge respect for Tipperary. And in particular, the job Liam Cahill has done after being so poor last year. So huge credit to him for that. But as you said, on the dates, you know, it's going to be a huge test for both teams. But Cork going in as slight favourites, obviously. And a lot depends on how Tip can cope with our forwards, I think, really.
Yeah, Nicky English with us as well, as I said. And Nicky, one feature of both semi-finals was the degree to which the ultimate winners in Cork and Tip both exposed the opposing full back lines, kind of opened them up early in both games. And lots of us neutrals, despite, you know, the scarring I have from the fix that was the All-Ireland semi-final and how Kilkenny were stitched up. Despite that, we'll be looking forward to something similar. You know, a kind of an open game, a high-scoring game, a game suited to the forwards. What are you expecting?
Well, like as Jimmy said, it's great to see Tip and Cork in the final for those
right.
that have been involved in those games over the years. Do you know what I mean? And I know with no disrespect to any other county, but it'll be a big thrill to see Cork and Tip get into an All-Ireland, you know, in a parade for the All-Ireland final for the first time. You know, it's 28 years since it could have happened. But anyway, typically games between Tip and Cork have, over the years, been very high scoring anyway, Kieran. And I think you can expect the same. In most cases, Tipperary games are kind of kill or be killed in a scoring sense, really. And, you know, Cork, the last day, scored 7 goals. I was looking over the championship, I think Cork have scored 16 and Tipperary 15. So, you know, the goals were critical in the two semi-finals. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so I'd expect plenty scoring. I agree with Jimmy, I think a lot will depend on whether Tipperary can deal with the real threat of the Cork forwards and the Cork pace coming from middle to field, and if Tipperary can actually hang in there and get down to the last 10 or 15 minutes within touching distance, then I think they'll become more dangerous opponents for Cork because, you know, there is a lot of a high expectation and, you know, over the years in this fixture, like 1984, Tipperary nearly came from nowhere to beat Cork. So the underdog in this fixture has always had a chance, and you know, so that's what the Tipperary side, or we'd be hoping from a Tipperary perspective, because I think the weight of evidence is that Cork are, you know, they've beaten Tip already twice by 15 and 10 points. So the weight of evidence does point to Cork, but you'd be hoping that, from a Tipperary perspective, that Cork, you know, Tipperary can force some underperformance from Cork and get them out of their stride.
What has most impressed you by the job Liam Cahill has done this year?
Well, like when Tip started in the first game of the league this year, lots of people in Tipperary were talking about relegation, and Liam, you know, had gone with a lot of young players, and not only did those young players who came on in that first game against Galway, a lot of them are playing in the All-Ireland semi-final, and except for the two defeats by Cork, they've come through all the other games and have had success nearly in every other game and finished very strongly. They've had very good spirit, and you know, older players like, you know, maybe not that old, but more experienced players like John McGrath, Jason Ford, Ronan Maher, they've all, you know, been rejuvenated as well. So it's not just the young players that have come to the boil, and certainly coming out of the league final in Cork or the first round of the championship in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, you could definitely, as you say, think that Cork might be in the All-Ireland final, but to think that Tipperary would be their final opponent, not many people would have given you that prediction, really.
No, I remember the interview Liam Cahill did after the first round of the league, and he was talking, the sense he got a kind of turmoil slightly behind the scenes, and he stood in the pitch, he said, there's people in the county who want us to be relegated, so there'll be a clear out. And to think a few months later, they're in an All-Ireland final, it's a remarkable turnaround, and they're a remarkable bunch and a great team. But Jimmy, from a Cork point of view, that weight of expectation, how much will that weigh on Pat Ryan and the players, and the sense this team is kind of, you know, is deserving of an All-Ireland almost in people's mind? They won't think of it that way, but you know, the public talk of Cork that way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't accept this thing about deserving. I mean, many, many great players and teams over the years, we often felt we deserve more than what you get, but it doesn't go that way when you're in a final. The reality is that you've got to turn up in finals on the big day. And last year in the final, I think Pat and Brian himself would admit that too many of our players didn't play well in the day. And you couldn't argue with the overall results that the Clare big name players did better on the day than ours. So I suppose that's the management job, is to get your team right on the day. And I just feel there's a great focus about Cork this year. And, you know, you hear a lot of these cliches about you have to lose one to win one. I think that's a load of rubbish myself. I mean, if you're good enough on the day, you tend to win them. But, you know, Cork have a very, very exciting team. I mean, Nicky made a point there that there's a lot of experience in the Tip team. We have all Ireland medals won. When I was looking at it this morning, way more than I actually realised. And you've got a fantastic player like Noel McGrath who's coming on and influencing the game big time. And that's an asset as well. So like, I hope it's not too close coming down the final stretch, because that's when the hot favours tag goes out the window and the game's up for grabs then. But you know, to get back to the original question, Karen, deserving and getting are two different things. Yeah. And the onus is on Cork to come and deliver on Sunday.
All right. As the man says, the team that deserves to win is the one that scores the most. So I'll have to ask for a prediction then before you go. Jimmy?
Yeah, I think the pain of losing last year's final has ignited the team to try and go on one better this year. And, you know, I think they're going in justifiably as favourites. And I think they can deliver on Sunday.
Nicky?
I couldn't disagree. I think Cork are justifiable favourites. I think they have an edge in pace, and they have that experience from last year's final, I think will be crucial. I think from a Tipperary perspective, you're hoping to get it down to the wire, knock them out of their stride. And if Tipperary have been finishing very hard in all the games, even in that game in Cork when they were down to 14. So if we got to the last 10 minutes, we could make it very, very difficult for Cork, I'd say.
Oh, listen, I look forward to it as a neutral. Nicky English, former Tip player, Jimmy Barry Murphy, formerly of Cork as well. Gentlemen, listen, a real, real pleasure to chat to both of you ahead of such a big weekend. So thanks a million for taking the few minutes.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.